October 5, the Great Commandment. Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Matthew 22:36. Supreme love for God and unselfish love for one another. These are the two great arms upon which hang all the law and the prophets. A good tree produces good fruit. The evidence of love for Christ is a manifestation of love for one another. Unselfish love for those around us is placed among the brightest evidences of true religion. By it, a daily witness in Christ's favor is born to the world. The appetites and passions must be subdued and controlled, that the nerves may be steady and the brain able to see duty clearly. This can be done through divine grace. The gospel of Christ is the voice of duty and the voice of God. What is meant by a failure to obey, it is seen in the history of Satan, who for his disobedience was cast out of heaven. The greatest talents and the highest gifts that could be bestowed on a created being were given to Lucifer, the covering cherub. Before his fall, he was a glorious being, occupying a position next to Christ. But he sought to be equal with God and brought upon himself irretrievable ruin. With this lesson before us, let us hide ourselves in Christ. He is the source of all wisdom, all intelligence, all power. Behold in the cross of Christ the only guarantee for our salvation. Behold the Savior giving his life for us that we might be Christians. Those who strive to live the life of a Christian are battling against the devil's lie. Can we doubt the result of this conflict? God lives, God reigns, and daily he is working his miracles. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. Galatians 5:24. Before the world and the heavenly universe, they give evidence that they are trying to live out the words. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. Philippians 4:8. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. These are the fruits of the Christian tree. Letter 21, 1901, written October 5, 1900, to an evangelist in New York City.